Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 13. Hanuman leaps to Lanka. Scene 4. Cat-sized Hanuman tours Lanka. Hanuman assumed a form no bigger than a cat. Springing up, he climbed over the outer wall and began to penetrate the city. He moved along the main road, which was lit by celestial gems, studding the golden archways along its sides. The road was covered with brightly colored flowers. From the houses, he heard sounds of laughter and music, as well as the tinkling of ornaments and jewels. Those houses had crystal entrances and verandas of coral and lapis lazuli. They were adorned with golden images of thunderbolts and planets, and lattice windows of gold embedded with diamonds, rubies, and emeralds. Hanuman went quickly from house to house, searching for signs of Sita. He saw many demons engaged in amorous activities in their houses with damsels resembling apsaras. In some places, there were groups of rakshasas praising Ravana. In other places, some rakshasas known as yatudhanas were studying the scriptures and chanting sacred hymns. In public squares, Hanuman beheld wrestling matches between rakshasas of huge proportions, roaring at each other in anger. Hanuman also saw thousands of rakshasa warriors holding bows, swords, and other terrible-looking weapons. As he moved unnoticed along the city streets, Hanuman, himself a military expert, could recognize Ravana's many variously disguised spies. Gradually, he approached Ravana's palace. In front of it was a garrison of soldiers, 100,000 in number. The palace itself stood on the summit of Trikuta Mountain. It looked like a great white cloud. It was circled by a number of moats adorned with lotuses and lilies. Hanuman swam across the moats, and in his diminutive cat-sized form, easily entered through the lattice gates in the gold brick walls. Thousands of exceptionally powerful rakshasas stood on guard, but they paid him no heed. As Hanuman moved through the first courtyard, he saw numerous wonderful conveyances, such as golden chariots, palanquins, and large aerial cars. There were thousands of horses, some black as night, some red-hued, others white as snow. Massive elephants bedecked with jewels stood looking like clouds with flashes of lightning. Within the courtyard were mansions occupied by arrogant and intoxicated demons. Hanuman could hear them laughing and shouting at one another in diverse tones. Hanuman silently entered each of the mansions, looking everywhere for Sita. Within every house, he saw many women, some embracing their partners, some adorning themselves with excellent dresses, some sleeping, and others, angered out of love, hissing like serpents. All of the women were highly attractive, with countenances like the full moon, and their dark eyes covered by curling lashes. Although Hanuman saw innumerable women, he did not see Sita anywhere. Hanuman wandered through dozens of seven-story mansions and finally entered the inner palace building where Ravana kept his women. It was embellished everywhere with pearls and gems of great value. The scent of aloe and sandalwood incense wafted, and the sound of celestial music could be heard. Hanuman walked quietly over the highly polished marble floor, which was spread with celestial textiles. The walls were made of gold, decorated with silver carvings, studded with gems. Thousands of his exquisitely beautiful maidens moved about, their tinkling gold ornaments sounding together like the gentle waves of the sea. Adding to that delightful sound was the deep vibration of meghas and kettle drums. Hanuman considered Ravana's palace to be the ornament of Lanka. In some rooms, he found galleries of heavenly paintings and carvings of every kind. Sometimes the palace opened out to large grassy enclosures with ponds full of swans, surrounded by blossoming trees full of peacocks and other colorful birds. Hanuman saw sacrificial fires attended by ascetic rakshasas who chanted Vedic mantras. Here and there were heaps of precious stones and other collected treasures. Couches, seats, and beds were all of the most wonderful design, being made of gold, coral, and celestial woods. With his mind awed, Hanuman moved on without stopping, intent on his mission to discover Sita. Then he found the Pushpaka chariot lying in the center of Ravana's palace. It resembled a large mansion and shone like the midday sun. The chariot was embellished with every kind of celestial jewel and adorned with carvings of gold and silver. Birds made of catseye, as well as others fashioned of coral and silver, decorated the chariot, along with lovely serpents made of jewels. Horses and elephants, made entirely of refined gold, stood on the sides of the Pushpaka. There were also large gold and crystal pleasure houses containing many excellent seats. Golden stairways led up to platforms radiant with sapphires and emeralds. Garlands and wreaths of heavenly flowers hung everywhere. Seen on the spacious central floor of the chariot was a lotus pond in which a number of carved elephants stood holding golden lotuses in their trunks and offering worship to a breathtakingly beautiful form of Goddess Lakshmi. Hanuman was astonished to see the mountain-like chariot which hung suspended in the air. Hanuman moved on quickly, searching Ravana's apartments, which covered 4 miles in width and 8 miles in length. Everywhere were powerful-looking rakshasas who held terrible weapons and looked alertly in all directions. By his powers of illusion, Hanuman kept himself invisible to all the guards. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.